Halfway here this morning, I told my family, I wish there was a carport at church. Does anybody want to tell me what action I was doing there? I was complaining just a little bit this morning, but I do think that our efforts could have been directed towards that yesterday. I wasn't here, but I know a lot of you were, and I'm sure that the Sunday school rooms and the framing that was being done looks great. You know, I had to think as I was sitting there this morning that that complaint came more out of losing my focus or losing the focus of the church here at Life, because part of the focus of the church here at Life is to disciple those that God brings into our path. Sunday school rooms do that better than a carport, and I was just challenged by that as I thought about it this morning. The adult lesson this morning is titled The Sin of Complaining, out of Numbers 11, 1 through 15. And, you know, it chronicles a piece of the journey of the children of Israel from Sinai to Canaan. And I didn't realize it until I was looking at it a little bit. That journey should have taken a few months from Sinai to Canaan to inhabit the promised land. Of course, we know it took a lot longer than that, and the reason for that was because of a shift in focus. And what's talked about this morning is a lack of food, complaining about a lack of food when, you know, they were comparing their lack of food, which was handed to them, manna, quail. They were comparing that to the wonderful fish and fruits and vegetables that they had, they, quote, ate freely back in Egypt. I thought that was interesting when I looked at that this morning. They were in bondage, they were in slavery, but they're complaining, they lost their focus on taking the promised land, and so their complaining was born of focusing on a lack of good food that was handed to them. This lesson is for me this morning. Hopefully we can all glean something from it. Just want to take some time to read 1 Corinthians 10 out of the New Living Translation this morning, the first 11 verses. And this is what Paul says. I don't want you to forget, dear brothers and sisters, what happened to our ancestors in the wilderness long ago. God guided all of them by sending a cloud that moved along ahead of them, and he brought them all safely through the waters of the sea on dry ground. As followers of Moses, they were all baptized in the cloud and the sea, and all of them ate the same miraculous food, and all of them drank the same miraculous water, for they all drank from the miraculous rock that traveled with them, and that rock was Christ. Yet after all of this, God was not pleased with most of them, and he destroyed them in the wilderness. Here's why we need this lesson this morning. Here's why I need this lesson. These events happened as a warning to us, so that we would not crave evil things as they did, or worship idols as some of them did. For the scriptures say the people celebrated with feasting and drinking, and they indulged themselves in pagan revelry. And we must not engage in immorality as some of them did, causing 23,000 of them to die in one day. Nor should we put Christ to the test as some of them did and then died from snake bites. And don't grumble as some of them did, for that is why God sent his angel of death to destroy them. All these events happened to them as examples for us. They were written down to warn us who live at the time when this age is drawing to a close. Last evening, and I won't belabor, but last night my family and I watched the movie Amazing Grace, chronicling the life of William Wilberforce and his work to abolish the slave trade in Great Britain. And there's a scene in there where his best friend, who was the prime minister at the time, William Pitt, and he were running barefoot, just enjoying leisure time, recreation time. They were racing each other, and at the end of that race, they sat down, you know, out of breath, and Pitt said to Wilberforce, you know, isn't it amazing how we don't feel the thorns in our feet until we stop running? And I think that's the key this morning as we study this lesson. Have we lost our focus? Have I lost my focus? And is that why I complain? The last verse then of 1 Corinthians 10 is this. It says, That is the plan I follow too. I try to please everyone in everything I do. I don't just do what I like or what is best for me, but what is best for them so they may be saved. That's our calling as Christians.